Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The MBTA is cracking down on cell phones. T operators will now be automatically fired instead of suspended if they're caught with a cell phone or other electronic device. The T fired a bus driver last month after video surveillance showed she was holding a cell phone when her bus crashed in Newton, injuring 7 people and leaving the front end of the bus dangling over the Mass Pike. For more on the new policy, we're joined this morning by MBTA General Manager Beverly Scott. Good morning, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you so much.
So tell us about the new policy. Why, in your mind, is it necessary?
It's a precautionary measure. I tell you the honest to God's truth, you know, it's unfortunate that people just use these cell phones and electronic devices so much. But we're first and foremost, it's safety, and I really believe that the policy will save at least a life. Distracted driving has now overtaken, from what I'm understanding, people driving under the influence as being the number one cause of incidents that wind up happening. In some respects, you love technology, but at the same time, you have to deal with the reality that it's just very tempting, and it just becomes such a part of our lives, if you will, that we just are not going to take those kind of chances.
Let me ask you, is distracted driving because of cell phones a big problem, a widespread problem on T-buses and trains?
I'm not going to tell you it's T-buses and trains. It's to point us out. I just am going to say it's just look as you're going down the road. I mean, we've moved into the 21st century, but at the same time, driving is driving. You need to be able to give your full concentration, and particularly you multiply the fact that we have so many lives that are entrusted to us, and we're just simply not going to take those chances.
Well, what would you say to someone who might say to you, well, gosh, firing someone for just having a cell phone, even if they're not using it, firing someone for having a cell phone is pretty harsh punishment?
What I'd say about that is that having a situation where someone takes that momentary blip and then we wind up losing or injuring 50 or 60 people is, I have no issue in terms of standing on that policy. We've given fair notice. And it's for the public, it's also for our employees. And so as a safety measure, I'll eat it, I'll stand on it, and I think we've done the right thing.
Quick question on another subject. 5% fare hikes go into effect on July 1st. Any thoughts at this moment when there might be further fare hikes for the T system?
I would tell you that we'd be looking again for not 2016, not the following year, but analyzing our financial situation for 2017.
MBTA General Manager Beverly Scott, thanks for speaking with us.
Oh, and thank you so much for the invitation, and we surely appreciate all of our customers.